History Con stories we're following for you this morning on Robin Hood Radio. A coronavirus relief bill is proposing to allow Connecticut restaurants to temporarily retain a portion of sales taxes collected on meals. The Connecticut Restaurant Association is backing the legislation that would limit restaurants to keep 1% of the 7.35% sales tax on meals upcoming 2022 fiscal year. State legislators on the Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee conducted a hearing on House Bill 6673. If enacted, restaurants would be permitted to retain 1% of sales taxes collected on meals sold from July 1st through June 30th, 2022. The governor is not in support of that bill. Meanwhile, Connecticut's positivity rate now stands at 3.28% as of Monday. Out of 82,000 tests administered, a little over 2,600 came back positive. That results in that test rate. There were 19 additional coronavirus-related deaths, bringing the overall total to over 7,923 since the pandemic began. Hospitalizations decreased by 15 since Friday, bringing the current total to 484. Locally, out of Hillsdale, New York, the Swiss Hut has been sold to New York City Restaurateurs. Cindy Alper of North Salem and Gerd Alper of Zurich, Switzerland, brought the Swiss Hut back in 1986. Gerd Alper said on Thursday, and another couple, Tom Breen and Linda Breen, purchased it before the Alpers in 1962. The restaurant shut its doors February 28th, and the sale was closed on March 22nd. The new owners, Noah Murnoff and Matt Kligman, plan to renovate the inn and open it in the fall. Contemporary Visual Arts Scholarship applications are now available in Falls Village. The Contemporary Visual Arts Scholarship was launched in 2004 to assist, encourage, and promote study in chosen disciplines within the spectrum of visual arts at a college university of the recipient's choice. Each year, a graduating senior of Housatonic is awarded $40,000 scholarship. Applications for the 2021 year are available through the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Art Department and Counseling Office. The application deadline this year is April 30th. Kent is going to hire for positions vacated during the pandemic, and a story in the Republican American. After a difficult year when town offices have conducted businesses with their offices closed to the public, Kent now has to fill several vacancies due to resignations. Selectman recently hired Jennifer Dubray as the town's new assessor after longtime assessor Patricia Brazel retired after 35 years of service. Brazel retired on February 15th, and during the interim, Dubray and James Hurlbut, both assistant assessors, manned the office and kept things flowing smoothly. Dubray was the only applicant. The town of Hillsdale has approved Jams and the Hamlet. Free monthly concert series will run May through October in the Hillsdale Hamlet Park. At its March 9th meeting, the Hillsdale Town Board approved a proposed monthly concert series to be held in the Hamlet Park, hosted by the Hillsdale Hamlet Committee on the third Saturday of the month from May through September, and on the second Saturday of October with Pumpkin Fest. The series will feature professional musicians performing different musical genres each month. Local sponsors so far include Taconic Ridge Farm, Hawthorne Valley Farm Store, Random Harvest Market, and the Hillsdale Economic Development Committee, with more to be announced. To kicks off on May 15th with Bluegrass with Sleepy Hollow String Band. Concerts will be held from 5 till 7 p.m. with the park opening for guests at 4 p.m. Admission is free. New York budget $5 billion tax deal, mobile sports betting to fund middle class breaks, and SUNY tuition freeze the highlights. New York lawmakers and Governor Cuomo nearing the budget deal this weekend that would raise about $5 billion a year in new revenue through higher taxes on the rich and legalizing mobile sports betting and other things. In Sheffield, ahead of the pot farm vote, residents question a deed that restricts the land to homeowners. A cannabis grower seeking to operate a greenhouse and manufacturing business has given town officials additional information they had requested to inform their vote. Together with a grant for the special project, the company Seymour Productions LLC provided details on the potential for noise, pollution, and proof that the company can operate its proposed business on property it owns near the state forest. North Canaan budgets are in a flux. The proposed municipal budget for 2021-22 is lower than the current budget, but if Board of Finance Chairwoman Nancy O'Connor's recommendations are followed, that'll change. During Wednesday's meeting, she spoke about the need to address several long-standing monetary issues. Some meetings coming up today in Salisbury this morning. The Historic District Commission meets at 9 a.m. In Kent, the Architectural Review Board regular meeting is tonight at 5:30. Board of Finance meets in Sharon tonight, that at 6 p.m. In Cornwall, at 7 p.m., the Inland Wetlands Watercourse Commission meeting via Zoom. And at 7:30, the Board of Selectmen meeting, also via Zoom. Coming up tomorrow, the Pine Plain Central School District regular Board of Education meeting will happen at 7 p.m. via live stream. Region 1 Board of Education has their public hearing on the budget on April 8th from 7 till 8, and then right after that, they'll have a special Board of Education meeting to send that budget to referendum in May. North Canaan Cleanup Day will be held Saturday beginning at 9:30. To pick up supplies, meet at the North Canaan Town Hall parking lot. When signing up, let them know if you'd like to pick your own route to work on, or if you'd like to be assigned one, you could work for as long as you'd like after that. Trash bags and gloves will be provided. Masks are required, yes, even if you're vaccinated. The Aminia Fire Company is sponsoring their takeout-only chicken barbecue on Saturday at the Aminia Firehouse. It'll be a drive-through style event. Dinners ready for pickup between 3 and 6. Tickets are $15 each and are available by pre-order. To place an order, 845-418-8633. The CAC Climate Smart Dover Task Force will meet on Saturday morning at 126 East Duncan Hill Road. Stockbridge Grange at 51 Church Street will serve up a takeout roast pork dinner with apple or chocolate cream on Sunday. Pickup will take place between 12 noon and 1:30. To pre-order, 413-243-1298 or 413-443-4352. For bird watchers, spring is the time of the year when billions of birds leave their wintering grounds to venture north. Caleb May will offer a guide on Sunday at 7 p.m. at the Scoville Library to bring migration with species information and tricks, background knowledge that can help you maximize your birding experience. To register for that Zoom event, scovillelibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,527.19. The NASDAQ at 13,705.59. And the S&P 500 at 4,077.91. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.